Williams. Well, first tonight to the issue of Sky Television and its new pricing plans announced today. It's an apparent attempt to stem the flow of subscribers leaving the company. Talkback callers have had plenty to say on this today.
I just called Vodafone because we're on a bundled package with our broadband. I said, well, our base rate, someone basic rate, will it come down? They said, oh, we never heard anything about that. We don't know about that. God, now these people should be, you know, covering all their bases, shouldn't they, before they make these announcements?
Guys just rearranging the deck chairs, and what they're doing is strategically is they're saying, right, we need to get some volume, because they've never had over 500,000 customers. They're going downhill while making more profit than less people at the moment.
I don't mind paying for a sport package. I see the value in it. What I do mind is paying for a sport package over and above other channels that I feel are not actually worthwhile.
So to talk about the Sky Television CEO, he'll explain it all. John Follett is with me to respond. And good evening.
Good evening, Larry.
So how's this going to work? There's now going to be two packages to choose from, Sky Starter and Entertainment. How does it work?
Well, a little bit different than that. You can take the Sky Starter or the Entertainment Pack. You still get all the channels you currently have on basic. And so what we decided, I mean, if you look at our results, the churn's down, and so that's going well. Our biggest weakness is attracting new subscribers, and so this is an attempt to go after a segment that we probably underserve now, probably younger families that new housing payments and that sort of stuff, and they would like to have sports, but it's just too big to buy through a $50 basic package. So we'll give them the option of under $25 entry into Sky, which gives them access to Soho or movies or sports or
so,
all three.
Right, so you can buy the Sky Starter package for $25 or thereabouts and then buy just the sport. Is that the way it'll work?
That's right, if that's what you want to do. Or, you know, we still get the thing that people sometimes forget is 70% of our viewing is done on the linear channels, and most of, you know, the UK TV and the news channels and whatnot, and most of those are in the full entertainment pack.
Right, so those on Sky Basic now, the cost will remain pretty much the same if they keep the entertainment, which they will, I guess, because UK TV, news channels, Living Food, they're on those channels, aren't they?
Yep, and in addition, if they take sport or movie, we're going to throw in a bonus of giving them Soho. So Soho's been one of the most popular talked about channels. And so we're going to, if they take the entertainment pack and take sport or movie, we'll throw in Soho for nothing.
Is this primarily aimed at sports fans, John?
Well, I think movie fans as well. Again, there's not, it's really to offset these segments that we underserve right now. And so by offering, and there's a great deal of interest in sports in those some of those households. And so this just offers a cheaper way to get into sports. And keep in mind, we're looking at different options for different segments that have no interest in sports.
And the other rationale was what? You had to do this? I mean, with more and more over-the-top providers coming into the marketplace?
Well, the counterfactual would have been, okay, we don't do anything. And I think we just seen, you know, we could continue to increase profit and just kind of manage the cash flow. But the market, our segment gets smaller and smaller each year. And so this is an opportunity for us to, go on the offensive and try and bring in new subs to Sky.
Right. You said churn was down. Is that correct? But you have been losing customers?
Have been losing customers, but out of that 37,000, 10,000 of it was to a service called Fatso, which was a DVD rental service that we shut down. And it was interesting, you know, December 31st, 2016, we still had 10,000 people downloading TV series and movies via NZ Post, getting the packages from us. And we, you know, if the goal was just to have as many subs as possible, we'd keep that business open. But after it stopped contributing to the overall group, we cut it loose and reallocated those resources to other functions.
I guess viewers want to pick and choose nowadays, don't they? Because there's so much competition out there. Do you believe this will address that?
Well, look, it certainly helps. For the first 35 years of my career in pay television, it was always kind of one price, one package. And if you were really engaged with your family, the content, and maybe you had a preteen child and a teenage child and a husband and wife that had different viewing tastes, you know, the Sky package was perfect. And to most of New Zealand, it's still, you know, we're still the biggest subscription service out there. But more and more, it's the households are becoming different than the traditional Kiwi household, and so we've got to adjust our packages to fit that.
And what about the future, John, for Sky? Is it going to be internet television? Is it going to be an app? Is that the end game? Where are you heading?
Look, all those things. I mean, I think pretty soon we'll stop referring to internet television or satellite television or free-to-air television. It'll just be television, and how you get it will be your option and how it fits in your lifestyle. And so we've done a deal with Cisco, which will make the user interface, that first page right now, if you turn off Sky and turn it back on, it goes a bit back to the exact same channel you were on. In this new world, with at least it fits the 385,000 boxes we've currently put in the field, will look much more like a Netflix, so we can make recommendations to you. Eventually, it'll be set up that you can, we won't make recommendations on shows you've already seen. We'll talk about, if you have a Joseph Parker fight, why shouldn't that be the first thing you see when you turn the channel on, just to learn it? So that will help.
Well, yeah, the app, well, I call it internet television. I'm not an expert in this. I mean, that's the future, isn't it? Because it's cheaper to deliver for you as well. You don't have the satellite costs.
Well, that's right, but I think the problem, and I've thought about that quite a bit, Larry, I don't know that I can abandon. I mean, 15% of New Zealand will never have access to the UFB. Until they can fix that problem, I think I've got to have a platform that when you have the rugby, you can get out to everybody, on the Chatham Islands and a construction gang working on the Manapouri Dam somewhere. And so I think the satellite, we'll be in the satellite business for some time to come. It may not look like the satellite we have now. Maybe it'll just have the big sports channels on it, and we'll do everything else over the internet. But those are the options we're looking at.
Thank you very much. That is John Follett, CEO of Sky Television. Now, we'll get some analysis of that in the next hour with Paul Spain, who's CEO of Guerrilla Technology. So that's in the next hour. It is 4:18.